ओम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 13 गर्भ अतम वै प्राहु संकर्षणं भुवि रामेति लोक रमणात् बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रयात् गर्भ संकर्षणात्तम वै हैज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द सन ऑफ रोहिणी विल ऑल्सो बी सेलिब्रेटेड एज संकर्षण बिकॉज ऑफ बींग सेंट फ्रॉम द वूम्ब ऑफ देवकी टू द वूम्ब ऑफ रोहिणी विल बी कॉल्ड राम बिकॉज ऑफ हिज एबिलिटी टू प्लीज ऑल द इनहेबिटेंट्स ऑफ गोकुल एंड ही विल बी नोन एज बलभद्र because of his extensive physical strength. Purport. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarshan, Balaram, or sometimes Ram. In the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Ram is accepted as Balaram. But all the devotees of Lord Ram may object. They should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Ram. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Ram, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Ram. Jayadev Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parashuram, Raghupati Ram, and Balaram. All of them are Ramas. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I apologize for sudden spontaneous class. By Govind Prabhu's instruction and Gopinath Prabhu's consent, so this has suddenly come about. And since Balaramji represents Guru Tattva and I was supposed to meditate on surrender, so this is practically manifest in surrendering to their instructions. So I have some notes from last year's Bhagavatam class which I had given. So I will try to explain few things from Chaitanya Charitamrita and 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. So three things we will discuss today: the identity of Lord Balaram, the appearance of Lord Balaramji, and the moods of Lord Balaram in respect to Lord Krishna. So who is Lord Balaram? What is his identity? So Kaviraj Goswami is explaining in the Adi Leela. Sarvavatari Krishna स्वयं भगवान ताहरा द्वितीय देह श्री बलराम. सो ही सेइंग दैट इन दिस वर्स इज एक्सप्लेनिंग थ्री आइडेंटिटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड बलराम. सर्व अवतारी कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान ताहरा द्वितीय देह. So, Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna, who is Bhagavan Swayam, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram, first expansion of Godhead. So therefore Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam, the Supreme Original Personality, and Balaramji is the first expansion coming from Krishna. And then, other three characteristics are described in the next verse. एक ही स्वरूप दोने भिन्न मात्र कौय आद्य काय व्यूह कृष्ण लीला रसहाय. सो सेकेंड कैरेक्टरिस्टिक फीचर इज दैट कृष्णा एंड बलराम आर एब्सोल्युटली नॉन डिफरेंट. सो सेम इन पोटेंसी, हैविंग सेम पोटेंसी एज कृष्णा बट डिफरेंट इन फॉर्म. हिज फॉर्म इज डिफरेंट. भिन्न मात्र काय एक ही स्वरूपे. सो एक ही स्वरूपे मीन्स द फॉर्म, द पोटेंसी, द पावर इज एब्सोल्युटली द सेम बट भिन्न मात्र काय. सो कृष्णा इज द कलर ऑफ ब्लैकिश क्लाउड, मॉनसून क्लाउड, एंड बलराम जी इज द कम्प्लेक्शन ऑफ अ व्हाइट स्प्रिंग क्लाउड. सो वन इज व्हाइट, द अदर इज ब्लैक, अदरवाइज पोटेंसी इज एब्सोल्युटली द सेम. एंड ऑल्सो आद्य काय व्यूह, थर्ड कैरेक्टरिस्टिक इज ही इज द एक्सपेंशन, इज द चीफ अमंग्स द क्वाड्रपल एक्सपेंशन. संकर्षण वासुदेव संकर्षण प्रद्युम्न अनिरुद्ध, ही इज द चीफ अमंग्स द क्वाड्रपल एक्सपेंशन. एंड फोर्थ कैरेक्टरिस्टिक एज फार एज हिज आइडेंटिटी इज कृष्ण लीलार सहाय. कृष्ण लीलार सहाय मीन्स ही इज द फॉरमोस्ट असिस्टेंट टू कृष्णा इन ऑल ऑफ कृष्णास मल्टीफेरियस अनलिमिटेड पास टाइम्स. देयरफॉर दिस इज बलराम जीज आइडेंटिटी इन ब्रीफ, दैट एक ही स्वरूप है, दोनों भिन्न मात्र काय, आद्य काय व्यूह कृष्ण लीलार सहाय. So naturally, question arises, how is it possible that two personalities have the same potency, exactly the same potency, and considered to be non-different, and the only difference seems to be in the features, or the color, or form. Or, in the material world we have seen that two personalities may have exactly similar features. Like we have Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu. They look exactly the same. Their features look practically similar, and it is very difficult to figure out the difference. But still, by absolute standards, there will always be some changes, some difference. So this is, even Prabhupada would sometimes get mistaken. And one time he saw Pankajangri Prabhu and he thought this is Jananivas Prabhu, and he is saying, what you are doing here, mopping the floor? And he said, no, I am Pankajangri, I am not Jananivas. So it happens to many devotees, look exactly the same. So there are some personalities in Krishna Leela who look exactly the same as Krishna. Like for example, Uddhav. His form, his features is exactly like Krishna. So when Uddhav enters into Vrindavan, and Uddhav's characteristic is, he never has his own set of clothes. He always wears Krishna's clothes. And Krishna changes his clothes every day. Krishna never repeats a cloth in Dwarka. So whatever he wears one day, next day it becomes Mahaprasad. And that is worn by Uddhav. So when he enters into Vrindavan, so all Vrajavasis first think that Krishna has come. But as far as potency is concerned, Uddhava is not one of the Vishnu Tattva expansions of the Lord. Features look similar, but potency is different. And here Balram, potency is absolutely the same, but feature or the color looks different. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami is clarifying, ye ye rupe jane sei toye kahe sakala sambhava Krishna किच्छु मिथ्या नहे. दैट एज फार एज कृष्ण एंड कृष्ण तत्व इज कंसर्न, दैट ये ये रूपे जाने सही ताहे कहे. द डिफरेंट फीचर्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड हैव डिफरेंट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स, डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स. एंड सकल संभव कृष्ण, व्हेन इट कम्स टू कृष्ण एवरीथिंग इज पॉसिबल. So I always mention this story of Giriraj Maharaj. I read in one of his males. And this was regarding a conversation which took place during Kumbh Mela. And there was some argument going on about Balramji. And first of all, it was Yamuna, Bhavananda Prabhu who was saying that Krishna and Balram are absolutely the same. Only difference is Krishna is black and Balram is white. And Yamuna Mataji was saying that, no, that is not the main difference. The main difference between Krishna and Balram is only Krishna enjoys with Radharani, not Balram. So then argument was going on, which is correct? What exactly is the difference between Krishna and Balram? So then the matter came to Srila Prabhupada and Tamal Krishna Maharaj raised this point, said, Prabhupada, Bhavananda Prabhu is saying that Krishna and Balram are different because Krishna is black and Balram is white. And Prabhupada said, yes, he is right. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but Yamuna Mataji is saying that Krishna and Balram are different because only Krishna enjoys with Radharani. And Prabhupada said, she is right. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was confused. He said, Srila Prabhupada, how can both people be right because both are talking two different things? And Prabhupada said, you are right. And then he said, but Prabhupada, there has to be one correct answer. And Prabhupada said, you decide. And then he quoted this particular aspect, that sakala sambhava Krishna kichhu mithya nahi. When it comes to Krishna, sakala sambhava, anything is possible, everything is possible. We cannot use mundane logic, and therefore with our limited intelligence we cannot understand what is the truth related to Krishna tattva. And therefore all of these tattvas remain very mysterious and hidden, and only to those who are practicing the process of Krishna consciousness sincerely, over a period of time, they are revealed. So therefore, it is described here that what is the reason for Lord Balramji's appearance. So first we discuss the identity, now the cause for his appearance. So Balramji originally in the spiritual world as the first expansion. And so that does not have any particular date, that when the expansion took place. So that event cannot be celebrated. But what can be celebrated is when Balram appears in this material world. And when he appears in this material world, he appears in an apparently certain relationship with respect to Krishna. And that is explained by Kaviraj Goswami in the Adilila. And he says, Ramera charitra sabha dukhera karan svatantra lilaya dukha suhena lakshman. So there is a connection with the previous yuga, that in Treta Yuga, Lord Ram appeared as the elder brother and Lakshman appeared as the younger brother. Ramera charitra sabha dukhera karan. So Lord Ram, in all of his pastimes, there was a special feature, and that was that Karun Ras was predominant. Ramayana is filled with Karun Ras. Karun Ras means the mellow of sadness. And right from the beginning, at various points in time, we find that Ramayana is filled with tragedy. So that is one of the rasas. And therefore so many people, they go to all these Ram Kathas carrying handkerchiefs. Because as soon as Katha starts, they start crying. And that is considered to be fashionable. And the power of the speaker is demonstrated in terms of how many ml someone collects of tears during his Katha. And even the Kathakar himself drowns himself in tears at a certain point. And sometimes when he finds that audience is not crying, he starts crying. And seeing that, everyone gets hint. And even those who have seen Ramayana serial, we have seen that somehow they portray Ram's character in such a way that he never smiles properly. In that whole serial, he has never laughed or smiled completely. He has a half smile, half cry. somewhere in the middle, because they understand that Ram has such a feature that Karun Rasa is predominant, so they cannot portray this character as a flamboyant, happy-go-lucky person, just like in Krishna Leela. So therefore, Dukhena Karan, the predominant rasa is Dukha. Ram being banished into the forest, Dasharath leaving the body, Ram Bharat Milap. And there is a certain kind of mellow, and there is a certain kind of ecstasy, even in experiencing feelings of sadness on the spiritual platform. And understanding this on the mundane platform also, whenever they make all these kind of films, they make sure that certain aspect of the film also has some kind of tragedy. And therefore so many heroes and heroines are famous as tragedy queens or tragedy kings. That means they start crying and they are most famous for their crying scenes. Right? And even recently I saw a poster of a romantic action-packed family entertainer musical based on spiritual knowledge, Kaliyuga 5000. That all different rasas they are trying to include. Right? And one of our very prominent spiritual leaders is kind of inspiration behind this film. So in any film they want to mix all different types of rasas. But predominant rasa is always there. And these are the perverted reflection of the original rasas from the spiritual pastimes. So the original spiritual rasas in the spiritual world are absolutely pure. And in Ram Katha, we find this dukkha or tragedy as most prominent. And therefore, Svatantra Lilaya Dukkha Sahena Lakshman. So Lord Ram was participating in these leelas, but then he had to be assisted by Lakshman. So Lord Ram, in his pastime, he would just instruct Lakshman, you do this, you do that. So Agni Pariksha had to be performed, so he'll tell Lakshman, you go and arrange that the Agni Pariksha of Sita should be done. And for Lakshman it was such a difficult thing. And Ram would instruct Lakshman, you go and take Sita Devi into the forest and leave her and come back. So these were some very, very difficult tasks for Lakshman to perform. And therefore Lord Lakshman decided that in my next incarnation, I will take my birth in such a way that I become the elder brother. So I do not have to follow. So Nisheda Korite Nare Yate Chota Bhai Mauna Dhari Rahe Lakshman Mane Dukha Pai. Nisheda Karite Nare, because he was younger brother, he could not say no. Because according to Vedic custom, younger brother cannot say no to whatever elder brother says. So Mauna Dhari Rahe Lakshman. So Lakshman had to keep quiet. And Mane Dukha Pai, but he was experiencing so much distress within his mind. So what Lakshman did was, he appeared in the next yuga as Balaram before Krishna, so as the elder brother. And therefore he is known as Dauji, or elder brother of Krishna. Krishna Bhattare Jeshta Sevara Karan Krishna Ke Karila Navana Sukha Swadan. So these are the two purposes for which Balaramji appears as the elder brother of Krishna. So it was not that he appeared as elder brother to now force Krishna to do various things now in response to what happened in the previous yuga. That you forced me to do so many things then, now I will force you. No. The mood was, number one, to serve Krishna, and number two, to please Krishna. To serve and to please, Balaramji appeared. But then, he just took an elder brother form so that he does not have to do things which were pretty embarrassing for him in the previous yuga. Therefore, Sevara Karan and Sukha Ashwadan. To serve Krishna and to please Krishna. These are The two main reasons why Balramji appears and performs pastimes along with Krishna, therefore Lord Balram is known as the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. He is the supremest servant of Krishna. This is the most important principle. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada is explaining why we have established our Krishna Balram deities in Vrindavan. This is from one lecture of Prabhupada during the installation of Krishna Balram. So we have Radha Krishna temples all over Vrindavan. So why in Vrindavan temple we have Krishna Balram? So Prabhupada explains that Krishna gives spiritual knowledge. The sword of knowledge is given by Krishna. But right now, the conditioned souls are all weak. And when a person is weak, he does not have the power to lift that sword. The sword is so heavy that we cannot lift it. Therefore, we need strength. We need help to lift the sword and then use that sword. Therefore, Balaram is the personality who gives us strength to lift that sword. Otherwise, with all of the spiritual knowledge, with all of this sword, it is of no use if you cannot use it. So therefore, Balramji helps us to lift that sword and cut the bonds of attachment, knots of ignorance. Therefore, we need both. We need the sword of knowledge, and then we need the strength and the understanding how to lift that sword and use it. Therefore, we are worshipping in Vrindavan Dham, Sri Sri Krishna Balram Mandir. In Krishna Balram Mandir, the deities of Krishna Balram are predominant in order to establish this principle of how to serve. Because if you do not have the strength, then you cannot do anything in spite of all the techniques you may have. Just like one disciple of Srila Prabhupada in the initial days, when the construction of Krishna Balram Mandir was going on, this devotee was just fresh from hippie life. And then he was trying to practice in Vrindavan, finding it difficult. And so he was asking Srila Prabhupada various questions. So first question he asked Prabhupada was, Srila Prabhupada, what will happen to a person who engages in illicit sex in Vrindavan? What will happen? If I engage in illicit sex in Vrindavan Dham, what will be the result? And Prabhupada said, you will become either a monkey or a pigeon or a dog in Vrindavan. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, what if we eat forbidden foods in Vrindavan? If I am not able to control my tongue and I am forced to eat other things which are not allowed, but I do it in Vrindavan Dham, what will be my fate? And Srila Prabhupada said, then you may become a hog in Vrindavan. Then he asked, Srila Prabhupada, what if someone smokes ganja in Vrindavan on the bank of Yamuna? Prabhupada said, you will become hippie in San Francisco. And then he said, you are sitting here in Vrindavan and we are creating such a nice facility and all you can think of is how you will commit illicit sex, how you will smoke ganja, how you will eat meat, and what is the point of coming to Vrindavan? So you are sitting in Vrindavan in the midst of the holiest of all holy places. And if you are only thinking of this, then there is no point. Therefore, I recommend that people should not stay here for very long. And so Prabhupada, he made this injunction that apart from very few people, and there are a list of instructions which Srila Prabhupada has given for the kind of residence he expects in Vrindavan temple. And he said, all the residents of Krishna Balaram Mandir should be on the standard of Goswamis of Vrindavan. That was his vision. That was the desire which he had. They should be on the standard of the Goswamis of Vrindavan. And he said, any other temple in the world, people will not see so scrutinizingly. But in Vrindavan, they will see what is the standard of the residents. And if they are not up to the standard, they will criticize heavily. So these are instructions for Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, even by just understanding this knowledge, it is not sufficient. We need the spiritual strength. We need the determination to practice it. And therefore we need the help and mercy of Balaramji. So at this stage, I would like to briefly discuss, before we begin discussion on the moods of Balaramji, on what exactly is this Balaram or Baladeva Tattva, and how it is relevant to us in our own spiritual lives, and the connection with Guru Tattva. Generally we say that Baladeva is the origin of this Guru Tattva. So what exactly does it mean? So, basically, in the spiritual world, Krishna has manifested the spiritual world through His Sandhini potency. So there are three potencies of the Lord: Sandhini, Samvit and Haladini. So potency means energy. For performing any activity, you need three things: Jnana, Bala and Kriya. Any activity, from cutting the vegetable to performing Rasleela, you need these three most important things: Jnana, knowledge; Bala, strength; and Kriya, activity. So all these things are important. And therefore, everything begins from the spiritual world. Even in the material world, if you have to create something, then first you need the ingredients. I have to make a building, then first of all I need ingredients: cement and sand and bricks and other things. So these are the basic ingredients. Now we are constructing this temple, now we have to put Italian marble in Gornithai Hall and Gopalji Hall, and we are waiting for this Italian marble. So that is the basic ingredient which is required. So the potency or the energy through which the various ingredients in the spiritual world is composed of is known as Sandhini potency. So through Sandhini potency, all the different aspects of spiritual world, like the pasture grounds, the rivers, the clothes, the flute, the bed, the shoes of Krishna and all the different inhabitants, they all created through the Sandhini potency. And then we have what is known as the Samvit potency or the knowledge potency. That, okay, the Italian marble has come and it is lying there, but now we have to know how to put that, how to exactly place it on the wall. So that knowledge has to be obtained, and only those who have that knowledge can actually do it. Okay, so in the spiritual world, all the ingredients are created. So you can see that the boat is there, the swan is there, the lotuses are there, the river is there, the veena is there, the mridang is there, everything is there. But now, how that has to be used in a certain way with respect to Krishna, that has to be understood. So that is known as knowledge. So that knowledge is given by the Samvit potency. And when all those things are used in a certain way, then it gives a certain experience. And that experience is provided by the Haladini potency. So basically, the Sandhini potency provides the facility, and Samvit potency provides the knowledge, and Haladini potency provides the experience. So just like I also give this example, that you taste rasmalai and it's sweet, right, and you enjoy it. So you feel, okay, from where this rasmalai was made. So someone takes you to the kitchen, okay, this is the kitchen, and these are the pots, and these are the stirring utensils, stirring spoons, this is the milk, this is the sugar. So if you see, just milk and sugar are the ingredients. So every night also milk and sugar we drink. So you take hot milk, you mix it with sugar, you drink, that is milk and sugar. And you taste rasmalai, that is also milk and sugar. But is the experience of eating rasmalai same as drinking one glass of hot milk? Both are pleasurable, no doubt, but one gives more pleasure than the other. So you want to know exactly, in the same kitchen both are made. So then, unless there is knowledge of how to do it, so someone has to come and train. The milk is there, but it has to be processed in this manner. So knowledge has to be given. Otherwise, unless the knowledge is given, we can't see the connection. Rasmalai is there, here 5 liters of milk is there and sugar is there. But what brings this pot of milk to this form, this shape, and giving this kind of a taste is the most important ingredient. That is the knowledge of the process. And therefore, that knowledge which is given in the spiritual world, it is the origin is coming from the Samvit potency. So therefore, many times we see certain objects and we desire a certain experience, but then unless you have the knowledge, you cannot see the connection. Just like, for example, our Mathura Mohan Prabhu, when he was in village before, so for the first time he had come to city, and first time he was seeing a big bus, and he was thinking, you know, he has to travel in the bus. So this was his first experience and he didn't know what to do. So while climbing in the bus, he thought that since when you enter a house, you leave behind your slippers. So while entering the bus, he left behind slippers and entered. And then at the end of the journey, he is asking, where are the slippers? Right. So this is first experience. That okay, a certain facility you see, but knowledge is not there. But then, you are not aware, what is the connection? What is to be done? Of course, that was an initial period. Now he is very well experienced. So now, after getting the experience, you know how to deal. And he became a member of the bus party for many years. In Chowpatty. Or our Radha Govinda Maharaj, he met me in London. And he was telling me that, first time he went to the West, and he went to one of these airports, I think it was in LA or some place, and there were these doors, automatic doors. So someone before him had already gone, so the door was open. So he just thought it's an open passage, so he walked inside, and because no one was coming for some distance, as soon as he walked in, the door closed from behind. And the next sliding door was also some distance away, that was also closed. So he got bewildered. That door is closed, this door is closed. He didn't see any handle, he didn't see any button, and he was wondering, and he thought that I am trapped now. So he was waiting there, just chanting Hare Krishna, looking both sides. And suddenly, from the front, one man came, walking with a big dog, and the dog was walking ahead of the man. So as soon as that dog reached near the door opened. And immediately he thought, even a dog can open this door. So what is the problem? And then he walked through. And then he started thinking, people question that after Krishna is born, you know, immediately all those jail doors of Kamsa opened and Vasudev walked out. If a dog can open the door, can't God open the door? What is the problem? So initially he thought, I was bewildered, thinking what this is. How it is opening, how it is happening. So you see a certain facility, but you do not know how to use it and what to do with it. And sometimes in some sophisticated bathrooms you enter, there are so many knobs which have to be turned in different directions. And practically every time it happens with me that I try to open the tap to wash the hand and something falls on the head and I get a shower. So facility is so sophisticated, but knowledge is not there, what exactly to do. So then you get a certain different experience. So similarly, in the spiritual world also, the facility is there. The facility is provided. But then, the knowledge is given as part of samvit potency. Okay, the mridang is there, how to use it? The veena is there, how to use it? Right, the different steps of dancing is there, how to do that? For Krishna's pleasure. And so when all of these residents of spiritual world perform these activities perfectly for Krishna's pleasure, the experience they get is that of great pleasure. So therefore, the predominating deity of the Sandhini potency is Balaram, who creates all the facilities. And the predominating deity of the Samvit potency, the knowledge-giving potency, is Baladev. And the predominating deity for the Hladini potency is Srimati Radharani. So therefore, if we want to experience the bliss, so Radharani is the person who is in charge, and therefore devotees are always praying that we are aspiring for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. That means she is the person who finally decides whether the candidate is pass or fail. So Balaram creates the college or coaching institute, and Baladev, he provides all the training, he is like the teacher, but examiner is Radharani. She finally decides, okay, pass, followed all the process properly and therefore allowed inside. And therefore we say, without mercy of Radharani, you cannot experience Krishna's mercy. That means she is the one who finally decides, okay, candidate is selected. And therefore she is, in our deities, we see that Radharani's hands are like this, that she is finally suggesting that please accept this candidate, as Prabhupada is saying in one of his lectures. And so Radharani is so compassionate, finally she tells Krishna, my dear Lord, accept this rascal. He has been doing for so long, like that. So literally, Radharani takes mercy and then she recommends to Krishna. So therefore, the Guru, how he is connected to this Baladeva. Now these are, as far as spiritual world is concerned, the facilities which we see in all these Krishna Lila pictures. But Lord is so merciful, He manifests a replica of the spiritual world in the material world. So when you have this temple is a replica of the spiritual world. And the facilities you have here is just an exact copy of the spiritual world. So you have this Vrindavan altar. So you have Radha Krishna, and with Kadamba tree, and Banyan tree, and Tamal tree, and all these other different animals and birds. So animals and birds are also found in zoo. So you go to the zoo also and then you see. But that does not create any impact or change. But these animals who become part of this altar, they become actually residents of Vrindavan and spiritual world. They are Brajavasis. And therefore sometimes, I remember during training for pujaris, our Rupa Raghunath Prabhu used to emphasize that when you are dressing, when you have just entered and before dressing, you take these animals, don't hold them by the neck like this and pull them, one in each hand and take them. So try to hold one at a time. Like otherwise, many times devotees would catch the monkey one by one and pull them up like this and take. So he would say, these are Brajavasis, take them one by one because they are residents of the spiritual world. So if this is Vrindavan, and then we have to know how to utilize this facility. And therefore, before entering, we chant the prayers to Guru, that Sri Guru Paramananda, that Guru is the person who gives the knowledge. Facility is there, but if you do not know how to use the facility, what can be done? Just like so many facilities we see in the material world, if you don't know how to use it, you will be confused. First time someone sees mobile phone, or first time he sits on a computer, he can't figure out what's happening. Facility is there. We have a nice computer room. But then the systems are sometimes so complicated, nobody sitting there realizes what's happening. Only one or two people understand what's happening, because they have that knowledge. And then only they can figure out what's happening and provide the proper solution, and then others can use the facility. So therefore, the facility of Vrindavan is there, but do we have the knowledge of how to utilize this? And therefore, immediately after Brahman initiation, first time person enters into the altar, he feels totally bewildered. What's happening? You know, what is to be done? Everyone is doing his own thing and he's totally confused. What should I do next? What should I do next? And every step is measured because he's new. So Guru, or the spiritual master, Brajananda Pradananda, the knowledge which he gives, provide what experience? It gives the experience of bliss of Braja, if one follows this process. Okay, Agarbatti is there, garlands are there, clothes are there, jewelry is there. Everything can be potentially used for one's own pleasure also. But when you take all of these ingredients and put them in connection with Krishna, so throughout our whole life nobody taught us this. We have never used mirror to show to someone else in life before. Only barber would show from behind sometime after haircut. Just see what's happened. Right? But only after coming here we have seen that you are taking mirror and showing to someone else. So mirror is same, all over the world people are using mirror. But rather than using mirror like this, you use mirror like this for Krishna, then it has a different effect. So who gave us that knowledge? Before reading Prabhupada's books, before coming in contact with devotee, we never knew this. Therefore, this knowledge which is given to us, which is given by Path Pradarshak Guru, Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru, all these are gurus who show us the way. Right? And as in Prerna festival, that gentleman was asking Srinadji Prabhu, tell me about 24 gurus. And Srinadji Prabhu said, forget 24 gurus, one guru is sufficient in life. And he said, I have so many problems with many gurus. So better have just one guru who gives perfect bona fide knowledge. And that is Srila Prabhupada and his representatives. They are giving us that knowledge how to use these ingredients in Krishna's service. That knowledge ultimately gives us the experience of Vrajananda, of great bliss of Vraja. And therefore, that original samvit potency, the potency of knowledge from Baladev, when it is projected into the heart of a jiva in the material world, that personality who carries that projection of that knowledge of samvit potency of Baladev is known as Guru. So that is the meaning of Guru Tattva, that the original samvit potency who is presided over by Baladeva, when that samvit potency or knowledge carrying potency is projected into the heart of a jiva soul in this material world, who is moving around amongst all the other souls, then when such a soul carries that potency of knowledge of the spiritual world, of how to use facilities for pleasure of Krishna, that personality is known as Guru. So therefore we say that Guru is a representative of the Baladeva Tattva. That's how Baladev and Guru are related. And thus, unless one understands this, one will be utilizing these facilities for a different purpose. So as far as altar is concerned, that is fine. One can only approach after a long time. That was according to the previous yugas, you know, strict rules of deity worship. But to come to the stage of deity worship, you have to go through so many different obstacles. You have to become purified, you have to chant Hare Krishna, and you have to get first initiated, and then you have to pass tests, and then you have to come to second initiation stage, then you have to take seminars, and then there is a whole lot of schedule, and then you have to see what is the vacancy available, and then you can actually enter and start worshipping the deities. And so in Kali Yuga, it's practically impossible to come to that stage. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone one step ahead. So what he has done is, he has created a facility that spiritual world extends much beyond the altar. And the whole temple hall itself becomes the spiritual world. And more intimate activities of the spiritual world, they just become part of a regular person's life in Krishna consciousness. So what the gopis are doing in spiritual world is, they are dancing for Krishna's pleasure, they are singing for Krishna's pleasure, they are playing string instruments for Krishna's pleasure, they are playing mridang for Krishna's pleasure, kartal for Krishna's pleasure. These are all activities of the gopis, most intimate gopis. Any new person enters into the temple hall and kirtan is going on, he is actually entering directly into the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. Because that is the activity of the spiritual world. Right? So when we are doing this kirtan and singing and dancing for the Lord's pleasure, we should know that this is the spiritual world and we are doing it for Krishna's pleasure. Activities straight from the spiritual world. And who has given us that knowledge, that facility? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most merciful. And therefore, we are so very fortunate. And so many people, they have got benefited just because of this. Simply entering, hear the Mahamantra, you are immediately part of the eternal activity of the spiritual world. Right? So we should not think that this is just some ordinary kirtan going on. These are activities which are performed there in the spiritual world. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes one step ahead further, because he thinks, in Kali Yuga, even to come to temple, people will be lazy. So let this activity of the gopis of the spiritual world go out on the streets. And therefore we have Harinam Sankirtan. So Harinam Sankirtan is the activity of the gopis of the spiritual world moving amongst the most fallen people of the age of Kali, giving them a chance to participate, giving them a chance to also sing along and dance along. So like that, we see that activities from the spiritual world are easily replicated and anyone can participate and become purified. So that knowledge of how to do and what to do is what is represented by Baladeva. Right? And therefore we say that when a person comes to the temple first time, he doesn't know anything, he is new. He doesn't have knowledge. Then he is taught different things. That this is how you must dance, this is how you must sing, this is how you must offer obeisances. We are offering that knowledge to others, and by giving that knowledge, we are also acting like gurus. So we are carrying that potency of Baladeva and giving to others. So this is in brief the whole tattva of Baladeva, and how we are passing this legacy on to souls of this world. And as Srila Prabhupada describes, that originally all these activities in the spiritual world, but in material world, if you forget this, and then you have this facility of this body, but you use it for a different purpose, then you will get exactly opposite experience. So you have the facility of the body, right? So the body is a facility provided, but we do not know what to do with this body. We are looking for an experience of pleasure. And then small boy has only knowledge that whatever he gets, he must put in the mouth. Anything you give to a small child, his extent of knowledge of pleasure is tasting. So he just puts in the mouth. But as that boy grows, his knowledge increases. And by the time that boy reaches young age, he looks at young girl and starts thinking that something is happening from within. Right? And he is attracted. Thank you. He is attracted to this beautiful girl and he is thinking, what is it in this girl that is attracting me so much? So there is an experience he is looking for. Attraction is there. And then he starts indulging in illicit activity. So till adolescence, a person does not have knowledge of all the facilities which his body can provide. But then in adolescence, he starts realizing that my body has lot of potential beyond all these childish things which I was doing so far. And then he starts indulging in illicit activities, thinking that yes, now I am getting more and more knowledge about the facility which this body can provide. That with the eyes I can see so many beautiful forms, with my ears I can hear, and with my tongue I can taste, and with my other organs I can engage in various sensual pleasures. So by the time a person comes to youth, his innocence is lost. And what we say as innocence being lost is that his knowledge of sense gratification is increasing. So that knowledge of the facility which can be provided by this body, when it increases, then he indulges more and more, but the experience he gets is that of frustration. Because rather than Radharani's mercy, the exact parallel of Radharani, who's controlling material energy, is Durga. So he doesn't get Radharani's mercy, he gets Durga's Trishul. And therefore, a person faces distress. The experience of distress is faced because the facility of the body is misused for trying to enjoy more and more sense pleasure. And therefore, so many people, they come to Krishna consciousness because of distress, because they experience distress. Why we have experienced distress is because we are trying to use the facility of this body not in the way Balaram expects us to do in Krishna's service, but we have used it for our own pleasure. And therefore that gives experience of distress. And so to counteract that distress, the only way we can do is again utilize this same facility of this body to engage in spiritual activities and not material activities. And then when you do that, the whole experience is counteracted. And therefore the first experience after starting bhakti is called Klesha Agni. So that Klesha is destroyed gradually, because immediately Durga Devi's clutches become loosened and Radharani's mercy starts becoming prominent. So Radharani starts releasing some of her mercy. And therefore Klesha Agni and then Shubhada, and it ends with Sandarananda Visheshatma, Sri Krishna Akarshani. So therefore, this whole process of bhakti begins very prominently like that. So then we have the same hands, so now we are using the hands for chanting, you know, putting the hands on the beads and moving it around. So we have used these hands also for so many activities. We have these ears, so now we are using this for hearing Krishna Katha and Kirtan. Tongue, for chanting Hare Krishna. So same facility, the same tongue, but when you use it for a certain purpose, like in IIT, in hostels, when they would, light would go off, when the electricity would go off, so they would start having gali competition among the different wings. You know, some boys from this wing, some boys from this wing, they would start shouting all kinds of obscene words. Start shouting at the top of their voices. Right? Tongue is there, but experience is that of frustration. So just venting out frustration using the tongue. Same tongue is there, but now use it. Glorify Krishna. The experience is that of pleasure. The experience is that of peace and satisfaction. Right? So, just like one of our devotees, first time he went to Juhu temple, first time he was going. And as soon as he entered the Juhu temple, it was 4:30 in the evening, Aarti time. And three pujaris came out and they took the shankh and they were blowing this shankh. And simply by seeing that sight of these three pujaris symmetrically blowing the shankh and hearing that sound of the shankh, he had never heard such a sound of the shankh before. Piercing sound, long, you know, it goes gradually and then becomes loud and then again goes down. So it was so attractive, he became totally mesmerized just by that sound of that shankh and by seeing that sight. That he was, even when he came home, constantly he was thinking, who are these three people? how they were blowing the shank, and what was that sound? Even when he got to sleep, he couldn't sleep at night. Even when he was sleeping in the dream, the shank sound came, poo, and he got up. Again he tried to sleep. Throughout the night he was thinking. In the morning, again he went to the temple. And he started going every day, simply to see these three people coming out and blowing on the shank. He just got attracted. Right? So, ultimately, he became a regular devotee. And now he is one of our initiated God brothers, Jai Jagannath Prabhu from Arthur Road. And he was always wondering, what is this shank business? You know, how they are doing it? So we have a certain original samskara connected to the soul. And then sometimes we see this experience, we become connected through one of our senses. Even one of our devotees, he came to our temple originally, we bought the Gita, because the Gita was kept in some fragrant agarbattis. So when he opened the Gita, what was more prominent was the smell of the agarbatti. And next day again he came to the temple for that smell, for that fragrance. Right? And gradually he became serious by practicing Krishna consciousness. And now he is one of our regular members. Right? Who is this devotee? Huh? Sorry? Shyamananda Prabhu. He came first time, or one of the original times, and he found this smell, this fragrance, very overpowering. So all of these different senses of ours, they have had an experience of sense gratification. And when we come across this Krishna conscious experience, it becomes overpoweringly strong, and we become overwhelmed, and we start practicing this process of bhakti. Therefore, Balaramji is the personality who is infusing this knowledge, the knowledge potency of how to do all these things in Krishna's service. So that is what is the meaning of this Guru Tattva. So this is a very important part which I personally like very much about what this Balaramji's Tattva is. And of course, there are so many moods of Balaramji which he displays in connection with his devotees. And that may be in the evening our Praghosha Prabhu will be describing. So I thank you all very much. Shri Krishna Balaramji ki, Shri Prabhupada ji ki, Tai Gopi Manandi.